Omer Yochanan, when it says Beit HaTzvi'a, Beit HaTzvi'a she'amru bein mibitnim bein mibachot. So when we said that Beit HaTzvi'a, there's a difference between Acholei HaKli, Nitma, Lo Nitma Acholav, that is whether he touched the Beit HaTzvi'a from the front or from the back. Kederach Shanikim Tov Simba. There are people who try to keep their things nice. When they hold a kli, they don't want to put their finger on the place where they drink from or where they dip into. So they hold it from the back. So there are people who hold the Beit HaTzvi'a from the outside in order not to stick their fingers in over the edge of the top. You'll notice there are two different types of humans. Those who will bring you a glass with their fingers stuck inside of it.
Four cups of water.
Yeah, I love that. And those who will hold it only from the other side. Okay, well, those are the, so the group that holds it from the outside are called Nikiim. Since the Nikiim are types and from the outside, there is a Beit HaTzvi'a. There's a separate Achore Beit HaTzvi'a, which is also different than Achore HaKli, because it's used for holding on. Omer Ebizir, it says in Kehilim that all Kehilim, according to Tanakhama, all Kehilim have a din of the difference between Beit HaTzvi'a and Achore HaKli. So if one is Nitma, the other one is Nitma. And Rabbi Meir argues, and he says that the only time it will make ill is by Yadayim. Because Yadayim, since Yadayim is a very kal tuma, so there we say Nitma Achore HaKos, let's say Machmas Yadayim, so then the Beit HaTzvi'a, the Toch, wasn't tuma. Or somebody's Oches, in this case, Oches Beit HaTzvi'a, having hands that have not been washed, doesn't have to worry that the rest of the kli would be tamei because the achore beit hatzvi'a is tamei. So that's where we're going. But if you're talking about something that is more chomer, let's say you have Oakland tamei over there, there's no difference between beit hatzvi'a and the achore kelim, because that's already more chomer than yadayim. Now, Rabbi Zeira comes to explain Rabbi Meir Shita, that the kula is only the Yadayim. Efshar Lod, when Rabbi Meir said that it's only Yadayim Tameo, if Shar Lomar, it's not possible to say, Benaguv, She'ena Yadayim Mitamot Benaguv. You can't say that Rabbi Meir was talking about Yadayim Tameo, that if Beit HaTzvi'a Me'achorav is different than the Toch. That talking about Yadayim Kelim Neguvim and Yadayim Shniyais. How would Yadayim Shniyais, which is the standard Yadayim, be Metame a Kli at all? The only way they can be Metame as a Kli is by being Metame Mashka. Then the Mashka becomes a Rishain, and there's a Gezera that a Rishain can be Metame Kelim, which is the same Gezera of Tumas Mashka. So, Aval, if Shalomar bim lo mashke, it's also, what are you going to say? That it's talking about where the kli is completely filled with mashke, that is now also dripped over on the other side. And that's talking about that the Beit HaTzvi'a is different than the Achorav. Also can't be. Shemikim and Shemaga Botimu. The moment that the mashke touches the Beit HaTzvi'a, it's all one thing, and then we would say Nitmar Kulo, Nitmar Chora, Nitmar Beit Zvita Toro. So what would be the case according to Rabbi Meir? Kenan Kayamin Bimeluch Lach Bimeshka. The case over here is where we're going to make a difference between the Beit HaTzvi'a and Achore Kelim by Yadayim Tmeot, which are Shiyas, is talking about that the Mashka over here is on it, but it's not Tofeach Hamanat Latvia anywhere else. So there we say that as Yadayim can be Metame, the area itself is wet, but it doesn't now spread to the rest of the place. With Yochan and the Shemer Benoyu argues, and he says that in the same way that Mashka cannot be Metame from a hand to be metame at the place. So too, mashke is not metame to be metame in a different place on Oakland itself. And therefore, also mashke beit atzvita ke mashke beit mitbachayim. He holds that in the same way they gave the din of the beit hamitbachayim to the beit hamikdash, shem shatomer, kamoshatomer, tamam. Mashke beit matbachayim tahorim din the koma, which mayim be makomacher. But when you have various things like the blood and the water that's on the beit hamitbachayim in the azara, they're not tome. But when you take them out of the azara, they do become tummy. So too, the mashke beit atzita tahorim bin mekomam. So where you have the beit atzita itself being damned, so that can be tummy from yadayim that are tmeis, according to Rabbi Meir, to be metame the coast. And the over there, they're not metame the entire coast, but they're tmei b'makom acher. They will be nitma miyadav. So if some of these mashkin fell on, let's say, a piece of bread, they would be metami that piece of bread. And we find things where the Chachamim say, in its location, it's tar, and out of its location, it's tar. So same thing over here, that's the mechanism. How does it work over here? You have water that, in its place, has one din, so it's not metami me'achorei hakos, but if you would bring it somewhere else, it would be metami. Rabbi Simon B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that mashke beit mitbachayim sheyatzu l'chutz, and over there they touched something, is nitma. The only time that we say that their tar is where they became tamei in the azara. But if they touch something out of the azara, they're tamei. V'atanina mashke beit mitbachayim sheyatzu l'chutz b'kedushatan, hein? Doesn't it say in the Braita that they retain their Kedusha, which seems to be saying that they're not Mekabel Tumah, just as if they're Mashkin Beit Mitbachayim in the Azor, it's still Kodesh. Om Rabbi Yosef Kaima Rabbi Simon, that Rabbi Simon himself said, Rabbi Chinina says, Rabbi Simon, B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he quotes it in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that's talking about over here that the Mashkin Beit Mitbachayim were Yatzu. And then they were chazru. So they went chutz lazar. They did not touch anything tummy, chutz lazar. And now we brought them back into the azara. So there is where we say that they're still called mashke beit mitbachayim, that they're not mekabel tumah, even though they went out of the azara. You can recreate the same state that you had before. Nitma mashke helayon, vayashotet viyorei. Let's say Tuma is no gas in Mashkin Beit Mitbachayim in the Azara. The Mashka is now dripping, and some of the blood now finds its way out of the Azara, goes into the into the channel, comes out of the Azara. And now it's Mechuber to Tuma in the Azara. What about there? What's that look over there? So Rabbi Bar Rabbon Bachia argue about this. Charama b'mekoma tahor. V'yora the matan tamei. One of those that as long as the mashke is in the azara, it's tar, like mashke beit mitbachayim. However, the moment it goes out of the azara, even though it didn't touch any truma of chutz lazara, but since it's mechuber now to something which is touching truma in the azara, it's as if the truma is touching the mashke that is no longer mashke beit mitbachayim, despite the fact that it has to go through the parts that are still in the Azor, it's Mekabel Tumah. Whereas Horanama, the other one, says that Hola Vahu Ba Mikoach Tahara, since really the Gia of the Tumah Namashka is only in the Azora, and it would have to go through the Mashka Beit Mitbachaya in the Azora in order to be Metame, it's not considered to be touching Tumah at all outside, and meanwhile it's Tahor until it touches something Tamei. Rabbacha b'shem Rabbi Zeira, how did that amar? When we say that mashke beit mitbachayim or taherim, that's talking about mashke shenitmu ba'eifer. That's only if the mashke beit mitbachayim were tummy with the tumah d'rabban. Let's say they touch ochlin tmei, but mashke that touches sheretz, of course they're tummy. Mashke shenitmu sheretz tmei me. See, if they touch a tumah d'araisa, so then even mashke beit mitbachayim, Because Halacha Beit Damash Beit Mordechai is the Rabbon. Now, Tamon Taninan, it says in Kalim that Kol HaKalim Yeshem Achorayim V'Toch, this Halacha of making a distinction between the Achorayim V'Toch of the Kli, so all Kalim have Achorayim V'Toch and Yeshem Beit Zviyah, they also have that piece that sticks out, it's considered to be a different Kli. Rabbi Tarfon says, no. Beit HaTzvita is only in a case where you have, for instance, Nareva Gedola shall eats. You have something that is big, and the norm is that the Beit HaTzvita is the way that you hold it. So over there, the Beit HaTzvita is the Mokum Miyuchad on a large daf that you put your fingers in there to support it. So over there, it's bit, you're Machalik, the Beit HaTzvita, from the rest of the Kli. But normal Kalim, where you would hold the back of the Kli, why should the Beit HaTzvita be any different than the rest of the back of the court? Rabbi Akiva, he says this din of the Beit HaTzvita being different than the Achorei Kelim is only for a kos. And the reason is that we want to make a heker that there shouldn't be Srefas Truma V'Kachim. And if we would tell you that it's the same thing, so we would say that when the Achorei Akli, let's say, becomes Tomei, that now the Beit HaTzvita also is Tomei. So then if Mashke touches the Beit HaTzvita, so there would be no way to know now, there's no heker in the fact that we'd be Metame, the Achorei and the Tokis Tor. Because anyway, he can't drink from a kos where the Mashke is going to become Tomei as he drinks it. So because of that, they were make of it, the Beit HaTzvita should be completely different than the Achorei Kelim. So if the Tomei touches the Achorei Kelim, the Toch is not Tomei. So he could drink through the Beit HaTzvita. So therefore, if the Beit HaTzvita becomes Tomei, so then he now sees clearly that we're talking about something that is not normal Tumah. So it must be that it's different from a Tumah D'oraisa. And this thing, this distinction only makes sense when it comes to drinking, because then that's a kos. So there are, by the way, those who bring the meaning of the Beit HaTzvita is, in fact, a lip that allows you to suck out from the kli. Klal, that's the meaning of Beit HaTzvita. Could be that they're, I don't know if they're basing, if they saw Rabbi Akiva, but it fits in well with Rabbi Akiva. But that's, we're talking about Dafka Beit HaTzvita, because over there you have the problem. There's no way for you to drink from the kos unless it's a special place. That is in Tamei Achorav. Or a lip that allows the things to come out without pouring all around. So over here it's possible to drink even though they are Achorayim this time. Now, Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir Omer, Liyadayim Tmeyot, only where Kli is Metamei Liyadayim Tmeyos, where over there it's a very big kula over there, we make the difference between Beit HaTzvita to Achorei HaKelim. And so too, somebody who holds the Beit HaTzvita with Yadayim Tmeyos doesn't have to be Chashish, that it was Metame the Achorei HaKli. But Tahorah, on the other hand, if we're talking about over here that Mashke were Tame, not because of Yadayim, but because of something serious, like either a Sheretz or Eichon Tmeim, then there's no Nafkamina of the Beit HaTzvita that should be different from the Achorei Kelim. And the only nafkamina would be legabe being metame yadayim. Yadayim to be metame yadav that are tahorot, he can hold the Beit HaTzvita with tahor hands, and they won't become tame. Whereas Rabbi Yossi argues, Am Rabbi Yossi lo amu, the difference between Beit HaTzvita and Achorei Kelim is yadayim tahorot bilvad, that when the Achorei HaKelim become tame with mashkim tmeim, the Beit HaTzvita remains tahor. Dafka Tahor Legabe holding it with Yadayim Tahorot. So you can hold the Beit HaTzvita, and you don't have to be afraid that you are therefore being Metame your Yadayim. But for Yadayim Tmeot, the Beit HaTzvita is not considered to be Choluk from the back of the Kli, and if he touches the Beit HaTzvita, then we have a Chashash. Since hands have a tendency to move around, it's called Yadayim Haskaniyoti. Over there we have a Chashash that he was also Metame, the Achorei Kelim. So why isn't that true also about Yadayim Tahorot? because Yadayim Tahorot, he's trying to keep his Yadayim Tahorot. So therefore, he's going to be careful not to touch the Acharei Kli, which is Tame. So he can rely on the fact that if he touches the Beit HaTzvita, he was not Metame Yadav HaTahorot. But once Yadav are Tameot, then already we say, look, the same way that he touched the Beit HaTzvita, he may have, without even thinking about it, supported the Kli by holding it up from the bottom with his other hand, or touching it on the outside to get a better grip. Over there, we certainly would not trust him that he wasn't Metame, the Acharei Kli. According to Rabbi Meir, who holds that the only din of Beit HaTzvita, in which we say Beit HaTzvita is different than Acharei Kelim, is that if one was Tameh, the other one was Tameh, it means with Yadayim Tameot. So if Yadav were Tameot, and the coast itself, the Acharei HaKos was taller, Mashke L'chutz Agabe HaKos, the Ocheiz B'Beit Tzviato, if there's now wet, there's damp on the back of the Kli, and he's holding the Beit HaTzvita, not the back of the Kli. So, Pshita, She'en HaMashke Mitame Min Hayad Tame Takos. In such a case, it's obvious that we're not going to be Choshesh, and maybe he touched the Mashkin on the Acharei HaKos, was Mitame the Mashkin, and now those Mashkin will be Mitame the Kos, because, as Rabbi Meir says, K'shem She'en Mashke Mitame Min Hayad, for sure, it's not Matame. My question is, shall I also say that in the same way that Mashkin is not Matame Meyad Minatat to be Matame Akos, shall we also say that Kach Ein Mashkin Matame Meyad Latame Kikarba Machol Mater? That if, let's say, Mashkin that were Achore Akos, where somebody who's Yodayim Matameos is holding the Beit HaTzvita, shall we also say that if those mashkin fell off the coast, since for the Gabi the coast were not choshesh that he touched the water on the back of the coast, we shouldn't be choshesh, even if this water falls on a kikar, it's not matami. Or do we say, when it comes to the coast itself, there we make this distinction between the Beit HaTzvita to the mashkin on the back? We say, somebody holds the Beit HaTzvita is not matami the back. But certainly the mashkin themselves are tmeim to be metame a kikar. This is only a din in the coast itself. In the shmina minhag, I'll bring you a raya from the following brayta in Kelim. Mashkin tahori shayun de tunima beit zviato shel kos. Here we have something that is damp inside of the beit hatzvita.
Is this the one before the one?
It's not changing your gears. Sorry, I really always should say changing your gears. So here you have it on the Beit HaTzvita. And the Nagavam Kikar Tameh. Now you have a bread that was Tameh, touches the Mashkin in the Beit HaTzvita. Nitmua Mashkin. The Mashkin Tahorin that were in the Beit HaTzvita become Tameh from a Kikar Tameh. La'eze Davar Timah. When we say over here that it's Tameh, tell me what you mean. The tmeim for what? Lo l'tamei kikarba machom acher. Isn't the whole point over here that you're saying the tmeim in the Beit HaTzvita? Wait, certainly no chiddush that they're tmeim themselves. Obviously, the tmeim themselves. I need to tell you it's not kamina from any other mashkin. Certainly, nobody believes that the Beit HaTzvita is a mikvah. The Beit HaTzvita is not going to become tamei. The point over here is to tell me that even though we're mechalik between the Beit HaTzvita and Acharei HaKli, we are not mechalik between something that was metame in the Beit HaTzvita in terms of anything else that would have touched. Correct, Yer Sabin. So therefore, why then did they say Nitmo in this case? Lo Omer Lo Kikar Avu Miyad Lo. They said over here, it's talking about that they were Noga BeKikar Tame in order for you to be medayim that had there have been mashkin tmeim me'achorei HaKos, there is no chashash that he was metame the mashkin in the Beit HaTzvita there even to be metame a kikar b'makom acher. Now your question is, again, the question was, is this distinction that we say that the kli is not considered to be tame me'achorev? Is that a special din that we made in a kli to be mechalek between a Tumah Derabanan and a Tumah Deoraisa. So we said, if you touch the Beit HaTzvitah, the back doesn't become Tame. So what about the Chashash that I touched the Mashkin on the back? We don't want the back to be Tame. Okay, now let's talk about something else. That Mashka falls off and touches a piece of bread. Does the bread become Tame? Or does the very fact that we said that the Acharya Kli isn't considered to be Tame means we don't have a Chashash that you touch the Mashka? So we said, brought a riot from here. It says over here, if a kikar touches mashkin in a Beit HaTzvitah, that those mashkin are tameim. What does it mean? Can't possibly mean that the mashkin are tameim, and that's the finish, and that the Beit HaTzvitah doesn't retire them. Of course the mashkin are tameim. Right? So then what you must be talking about is that the mashkin are tameim in terms of in metame something else. But that's also pshit. Ah, but the diyak isn't pshit. Because what it's saying is, where do we say the mashkin are tamei to be metame something else dafka, where they themselves became tamei directly with nigiyah betumah, such as the kikar tamei? But had they been on the back of the kli when the tamei yadayim touched the Beit HaTzvitah, then even if they would have fallen on a kikar makom acher, they would not have been metame. And the only way to get kikar, the second kikar, to be tamei is if the mashkin in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Beit HaTzvitah actually touched the kikar or the sheretz or whatever it was. That's the point that it's making, and that's the answer to your question. And we see from here clearly that not only vis-a-vis the kli do we say there's no chashash, but even the gabi the kikar there's no chashash. I should at least finish the. I'm just worried it's getting late. Lo Amar la Kika. So you see that it only said Kika. But Miyad lo didn't say it. That's the correct here. Sorry. Lo Amar la Kika. Avo Miyad lo. So I say that the Nitmo of the Kika, to tell me that the Mashkin that are Meyakore Hakos were not Kreshish, that he was Nogeh in them, to be Metame in the Mashkin of Etamit Bechaya, even in terms of being Metame a Kika Mimokam Acher. So you see from here, you don't have to worry about, and of course it would be the opposite, would be, I mean, this isn't exactly the case, we ask the opposite case, whether the mashkin me'aflori actually were tameim if they fell on that kikar. But it's the same idea, that the mashkin in the Beit HaTzvitah would only be tameim if they touched something, and not if somebody touched the kli me'aflori, even though he might have touched the Beit HaTzvitah. It's, again, exactly the same thing, it's just in the inverse. But I mean, you see from here, the question that we ask is clearly answered. The next piece is another shine. I don't think to get all the way to the mission is going to come.